Maybe GM won't be saddled with that nickname, Government Motors, much longer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Steve Chiotakis. The feds may be close to scooting over and letting General Motors execs officially take the wheel. The carmaker just announced it revved up its profits to $1.3 billion in the second quarter of the year, and it's reportedly ready to file as soon as tomorrow for an initial public stock offering. That's the first step toward making it a publicly traded company again in a matter of months. Car sales are up in general. Thing is, manufacturers expected this, but now of all things, there's a supply shortage, and customers can't get the models they're ready to buy. April Domboski reports.
New car sales plummeted after the economic meltdown. They dropped by 6 million between 2007 and 2009. As a result, fewer cars are trickling down to used car lots, and the price of clunkers is going up. Auto industry economist Paul Taylor says that's pushing buyers back to new cars.
People who would normally buy used cars saying, well, it's not that much more to get the new one.
Trouble is, manufacturers are coming up short on supply, especially when it comes to trucks and sport utility vehicles. When General Motors took the government's bailout money, it also took the recommendation to slash production and focus on smaller, fuel-efficient cars. But American consumers want their SUVs.
There's been times where we've had people practically fistfighting over Equinoxes.
That's Chevy's new midsize SUV. Gordon Stewart owns four Chevrolet dealerships in Georgia, Florida, and Michigan. He says rather than wait 8 weeks for a new Equinox, customers are moving on.
The first place they go is usually either Ford or Toyota.
But those companies are having supply issues of their own. I'm April Domboski for Marketplace.
Hey, good news from GM and others in the profit reports today. Let's find out how Wall Street's reacting and do the numbers. Seems traders have other things to worry about, mainly a surprise jump in weekly jobless claims. The Dow is down another 28 points at this hour, a quarter of a percent. The Nasdaq has dropped almost 0.75%. The broader S&P 500 is down nearly 0.5%. More trouble for the maker of the BlackBerry cell phone. This time, India says it'll block messaging services for the gadget unless it's able to monitor all communications for illegal activity by the end of the month. Meantime, more privacy concerns are being raised about Google and its Street View mapping service. By the end of the year, 20 German cities will have photos of their neighborhoods posted on Google in the face of vocal protests. The search giant is offering a solution, but as the BBC's Tristana Moore reports from Berlin, critics are questioning the timing.
Google says property owners and renters can apply online to have pictures of their homes blocked out and made unrecognizable. The internet giant has imposed a four-week deadline, and data protection officials have accused Google of announcing the plans unexpectedly, claiming many Germans are on holiday over the summer and won't have time to use the online tool. But Google says it will implement all written requests, and says the opt-out has been in place since last year. With Germany's Nazi legacy, the country has very strict privacy laws, and Germans are wary of what they regard as an intrusion into their private lives. Chris Watson is at the law firm CMS Cameron McKenna.
You don't know which part of the day what is going to be seen, how long it's going to stay on there for. And, you know, you can be doing something perfectly innocent but looking slightly odd, which has been captured on film, and people get very embarrassed about that.
The privacy commissioner in Hamburg also has concerns over how Google will deal with the data once it's captured and how it will be stored. In Berlin, I'm the BBC's Tristana Moore for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0.
We're all getting older, every one of us. So here's a problem we'll all need to think about at some point. How to let the folks live independently as they get older while we still keep a caring eye on them. One company is offering a high-tech solution. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
After his third stroke, Bob Braun could not live alone anymore. His daughter Ellen didn't want to put him in a nursing home far away, but she also didn't have the space for him to move right in with her.
You know, my dad would listen to the TV blaring, and I just needed an extra room for him to have his space and me to have mine.
She hired architects to draw up an addition to her home. There was the zoning board to deal with. Before she could start construction, her dad died. There's a company in Virginia that promises to make that whole process easier and less expensive.
you could have a med cottage within 48 hours.
Ken Dupin is the inventor of the Med Cottage, a little prefab home that sits in the backyard. It leases for $2,000 a month. Behind that vinyl exterior, there are motion detectors.
If someone doesn't get out of the bed, let's say it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and the sensor says that they have never gone to the bathroom, they've never gone to the kitchen, then you would call them or check on them.
Or even walk across the yard and
visit them, whatever it is that you would need to do.
The house is smart. It knows the temperature of the room and whether your dad remembered to take his medication. There are floor-level cameras to monitor falls. All that information feeds real-time into a website that you can check like email. An iPod app is in the works.
That's right. It's really just a great way to connect.
Engineer Scott Mensch helped design the brains of the Med Cottage. He's rigged up the same technology in airports and office complexes.
For instance, in Dubai, over 30,000 buildings all talk back to a global command center using the technology.
I put this concept to Ellen Braun, the one who was planning that addition on her house. She liked the convenience.
But maybe it's the thought of monitoring everything so much that makes it seem a little not like family.
The Med Cottage should come on the market by January. Given the millions of baby boomers and their parents, its inventor is hoping for more than a cottage industry. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, okay, look, I think this hype thing with Apple has just about reached its limits. Now, supposedly, iPhone users have more sex than BlackBerry owners and a lot more, apparently, than Android cell phone users. At least that's the word from the dating site OkCupid, which surveyed cell phone users. Women with Android phones reported having an average of around 6 intimate partners, which is stunning enough. BlackBerry users, nearly 9, but iPhone owners figure out to an average of 12.3 partners, which prompted a CNET blogger to suggest in his analysis of this startling study, "I am sure the 0.3 knows exactly who he is." I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.